Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
And good afternoon to you. Thank you again, Dave Solomon. Oh my gosh, this is going to be such an exciting show. I am a little emotional, a little verklempt, if you will, because it's the birthday show. My birthday is Sunday, October 16th, and as the dishwasher can be heard in the background, since we do operate from home, let us tell you that this first hour is full of music from back in the day. Songs that I remember, and I was telling my son, who was 19, I can't believe that I was into certain elements of jazz back then, but we didn't necessarily figure it to be jazz. It was combined with other things, and then some of it was pretty straight ahead by today's standards, but in any case, it's going to be a cool hour. Next hour, Carenza Gray and Micah Chevalier. The estrogen sessions will be in order. Let's start out with a song celebrating its 50th anniversary, actually. This is Henry Mancini from the movie from 1961, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Are you ready? This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. You're going to get some memories and maybe some songs that you've never heard before. And really, that's the whole point. It's all good.
dia de graça, ela menina que vem que passa, um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
When she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Oh, for folks who did not live in that time, to hear bossa nova sounds, to hear the music from Brazil on your radio was such a treat back in the 60s. That was such a stunning success that it was the 1965 Grammy Record of the Year, and it's Astrud Gilberto. And actually, her husband at that time, Joao Gilberto. And that was, of course, Stan Getz on saxophone, the girl from Ipanema. Ooh, to hear it in that original form is so, so hot. Actually, the lyric was written by Vinicius de Moraes, and it was about a young woman named Milo Benera who used to walk in the seaside town into a little cafe. She was statuesque, stunning, very young girl, and I guess there was a sense of the beauty of this girl would someday fade, but to enjoy a woman in all her beauty at a particular place and time was very meaningful for the writer. So it translated to a lot of us, and that was the first time that Astrud had actually did any singing at the coaxing of Stan and her husband. She did that CD. That's pretty remarkable to think about it now, but that is actually the truth. The Girl from Ipanema, you can find that on so, so many CDs. I actually found it on Astrud Gilberto's Finest Hour. Stan Getz, God bless him. Miss that man. We also heard from the Young Holt Unlimited. This is a little bit different hybrid jazz from Trish Hennessy today because it's back to the memories, if you will. So many of them. We had such great music back in the 60s and 70s. This was from 1968. Soulful Strut, the name of that song, from the definitive Young Holt Unlimited CD. It was Isaac Red Holt and bassist L.D. Young, and they were two guys from the Ramsey Lewis Trio. They had their most success with that particular song, but I believe that one of the men is still alive and, as of July, still kicking. And some of these folks I'm going to play are a little bit up in years, and so am I. But, hey, I'll reveal that on Facebook on Sunday. We started off the set with Henry Mancini, 50 years. The anniversary for Breakfast at Tiffany's. Truman Capote story, screenplay by George Axelrod, directed so beautifully by Blake Edwards in 1961. George Peppard, Patricia Neal, Buddy Ebsen, and the beautiful Audrey Hepburn as Holly Golightly. Oh my goodness. And the cool thing about Henry Mancini is this. Just loved it to share these facts. He was working with Benny Goodman at one time, and Henry Mancini became so immersed in movies. He did the Glenn Miller story, and because of the success of his music there, Hollywood decided to take a chance so he could incorporate more jazz into more of what he did for film. So you might know him most for his work on The Pink Panther, but he also did Moon River, Breakfast at Tiffany's. That was what you heard. And you're going to hear more. Micah Chevalier, Carenza Gray coming up next hour. I see that Micah is logged in. I'm going to give you the number to call if you would like to speak to the ladies next hour. 323-843-6172. 323-843-6172. That's a number from Micah and Carenza to call, too. So it's an all-encompassing number. Let us turn our attention to 1967 or 68. Went to California at that time to visit my sister. Actually, she was in New Mexico, but we decided to take a trip, a family friend and me, to California, to Arizona, and then to New Mexico. And on the radio everywhere was the song by Mason Williams, who was a young guitarist, and this took the country by storm. It was a mixture of classical and jazz and pop, and it was called Classical Gas. Here it is on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
California, so many good things around. Don't wanna leave.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old hippie song right there. Let me tell you something. Recorded at the Fillmore East in New York City, the 12th of July, 1969, with John Mark on acoustic fingerstyle guitar, Steve Thompson on bass, Johnny Almond on that amazing sax with mouth percussion and flutes to back him up, and John Mayall on vocals, harmonica, slide guitar, Telecaster, six-string, tambourine, mouth percussion. He did the art direction. He's amazing. And I am so tickled to tell you that John Mayall is still with us. He was known to many of us back in high school and even in grade school, just one of those British treasures. And he was consumed with blues but got very interested in jazz. And you have to understand that, I'm really dating myself now, but back in Philadelphia, we were listening mostly to AM radio, and our family was listening to WIP, which is now a sports station in Philly, but they were playing all sorts of adult contemporary, if you will, and jazz and mature kinds of music, and we loved that. And then came FM with a bang. And there was a great station in Philly called WMMR. So it just dove headfirst into all this rock and jazz fusion, and it mixed it up, and it was sensational. And we heard Turning Point, California, what you just heard from that album, and we went insane. Now, here's the insanity of it all. John Mayall was a member of the Blues Breakers and had broken up with the group in 69, and then turned his attention to what he wanted in the way of a sound. He wanted it to be a more mellow sound, and he wanted to incorporate more jazz and that sax from John Almond in there. And John Mayall, this November, is going to turn 78, brothers and sisters. Could we have a moment of silence here? Amazing stuff. We heard, too, from Deodato, who is 68, and Imir Deodato is one of these Brazilian wunderkinds, producer, arranger, friend to many in the business. And he had a number of CDs, including Deodato 2, and you heard his take on Rhapsody in Blue. Now, a lot of people took issue with the fact that he was turning these classics into pop jazz or whatever. You know, people said the same thing about Wes Montgomery, but, you know, folks are responsible for turning a whole lot of people on to classics, and then they delve even deeper into what had been, and Deodato is responsible for that in a large measure because he did quite a few of these pieces. And honestly, back at Temple University, it was just a common thing for my friends and I to go see Deodato whenever he was in town. And at that time, he had John Troppe on guitar and the late, great Rubens Bassini, who had been with Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, on percussion. Oh, a deep, deep crush. One of the highlights of my life was going backstage and seeing Deodato and Rubens, and they were speaking in Portuguese to each other. And what the translation was, they were wondering if I was a groupie, which I was not. But then they wondered what I was doing, maybe after the show. And I just, man, for a little fat girl from Temple University, that was just so enchanting to me. Just loved that music. And we heard, too, Mason Williams' Classical Gas was the name of that from the Mason Williams phonograph record from the middle to late 60s. And he wrote for the Smothers Brothers, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, also the early days of Saturday Night Live, getting up there too. I think he's 73 now. An eclectic poet, a lyricist, a guitarist. These folks just made the music of those days just more palpable. And we're going to get to a few more, by golly. Don't forget, Carenza Gray and Micah Chevalier are coming up next hour. I see that we have our sister friend in the chat room. We also have Matt and Debbie. Yay! Had a big celebration last night. You heard Don Mark last week on the show. Don Mark's fire escape tore a new hole in the roof at the Cat's Eye in Fells Point. It was one of the most electric performances by a band I have seen. Now, here's the cool part. None of these cats are spring chickens. Daoud Saeed is probably the youngest at 44. All of them were on fire. Jesse Powers, Larry, Johnny, Don, all doing their thing in pretty tight quarters. The place was packed. The Irish pub Slante provided the food, and it was a benefit for the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So what more could you want in life, right? And the CD is dropping, and if you need more information, most of the folks that are listening are on Facebook. Just give me a hoot and a holler, and I'll let you know all the details. Let's get to more music, shall we? Shall we? And this is a birthday hour, and next hour is the Estrogen Sessions. We're going to hear some news from Carenza and Micah. And you know what? We're going to make preparations as we go into the holiday season and maybe even talk about what's going to be happening in 2012. Exciting stuff. Life is to be lived. And who knew that better than Nat King Cole? This song meant so much to so many people when it came out. One of the songs of the time. Actually, it came out in 1948, but we were listening to it in the 60s. We're still listening to it now. How many people have done this song? I couldn't even say. This is Nature Boy on Hybrid. Oh, listen to me. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Can you tell I'm a little excited? Enjoy the music.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. In reason.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. Just love to hear Dr. Yusuf Lateef. Oh, my goodness. My son and I were going through all of our LPs. We have so many that we have taken here and there through the years. Lived in Nana's house for a while, lived in Delaware, lived in Nashville. And some of them are beaten up pretty badly, and Gentle Giant is for sure. God bless Yusuf Lateef, 91, just a couple of days ago. Yeah. Took that Kenny Barron song and made it his own. He did. And what a man. I tell you, I would just love to have him on the show one day. I'm trying to focus on the folks who made jazz fabulous, who thought out of the box, who paid dues, who survived, who lived to tell the tale. For those of us who are lesser mortals, we can't really fathom the kinds of situations they lived through with Jim Crow and drug addiction sometimes and jail and women and hatred and sometimes violence, these amazing times that we can't even perceive. Well, I sort of can because I used to watch it on TV, but I was removed from the situation. But, man, watching all of those civil rights demonstrations back in the 60s and seeing Dr. King and hearing all the folks who came together and then split apart in the name of civil rights, just amazing men. Yusuf Lateef can tell some stories. Sonny Rollins can tell stories. Pharoah Sanders can. I just want to make sure that those folks get some real big attention because you have to savor each day as if it was your last. Multi-instrumentalist, multiculturalist, doctor, I don't use that term lightly, Dr. Yusuf Lateef right there, Nubian lady, one of my favorites. I promise I won't tell the story anymore. But back in the day, on the aforementioned radio station, WMMR, there was a wonderful disc jockey. I don't know if he's living or dead. His name was Johnny Kraft. He played everything in the morning, and he befriended me. I really liked his voice. He was real comforting, real sexy, in a great kind of way, not a lascivious way, but just warm and friendly. And he just took it upon himself to show me the ropes. We spent a couple of times around town, nothing out of the way, but he would play that song for me on my birthday every year. Just loved it. John Mayall, we heard, Turning Point, Fillmore East. What else do we hear? Nat King Cole and The Boy with the Green Hair back in the 40s. That was a movie. Nature Boy was in that movie, but more importantly, it was a song written by Eden Abbes. And this was a guy who was part of a 1940s L.A.-based subculture group, sort of prototypes for hippies. And they were called the Nature Boys. And folks like to say that it's reminiscent in the beginning of Antonin Dvorak's Piano Quintet No. 2 in A, Opus 81, from 1887. Eden Abbes always said, no, that wasn't the case. And there's been some controversy through the years about that song, but who cares? We love the song Nature Boy as is. We'll accept it in any way, shape, or form that we get it. Let's do this, shall we? I see that we have contestant number one on the phone with us, and I believe that we're going to turn our attention right now to said contestant. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I believe that this, ladies and gentlemen, is Micah Chevalier. Hello?
Hello, but I don't think it's Micah.
It's you, Carinza?
Yeah, it is.
And you've got a 301 phone?
I do, baby. I'm just messing with your mind everywhere I can.
Thank you, because I love my head messed with, and no one does it better than you, Carinza Gray.
Anytime, baby, anytime.
So this is fascinating. And I don't know how this hour is going to play out. It doesn't really matter because I know at some point Michael will join us, and that's okay. What is going on with you, girl? I'm excited for you.
Oh, you know what? We are staying busy, 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 busy. You know?
I know.
Get as many balls up in the air as possible. So, yeah, I am really excited that this weekend, you know how I love house concerts.
Yes.
And this weekend will be the Gray Manor house concert that we host once a quarter. And we're bringing up a young couple from Baltimore. You know, because I'm in, like, Boondocks, PA a little bit.
I know you are. I've been there.
But you know what? It's going to be perfect. The trees are turning, and we're going to have jazz in the living room. What more could you ask for? Upright bass vocal duo, naked.
And I have to say that for those listening, honest to gosh, Carenza and Lee's house is one of the most exquisite houses on the planet. It's like something out of a movie. I don't even know what to say about it. It's sexy and it's classic. It's huge. And what did you say you have to do in the winter with this house? Because it's like a Revolutionary War house, right?
Yeah, you kind of just have to pick a room and hunker down, really. That whole insulation thing, nobody was thinking about that in 1897.
No, because you know what? It was common knowledge for folks to freeze their patooties off anyway. So, you know, they got used to it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, open. So if anybody's interested, hit me up on Facebook or CorinzaRay.com, and, you know, I'll give you details. I got a couple of seats left, not many.
Really?
It's going to be a fun afternoon. Yeah.
So what are the names of the husband and wife?
Well, not husband and wife, but lovely couple.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Zach Swanson and Amanda Bloom.
Amanda Bloom, I've been hearing a lot about this gal.
There you go. Yeah, and you know, I am not easily impressed by vocalists being one. We are fickle little things. And I had the opportunity to hear this duo live at a little place in Frederick, and they just blew me away, so I had to have them.
That's awesome. Isn't that funny how things work out that way? You are another person who does not believe in the word coincidence.
No, I do not. But I do believe that God has an amazing sense of humor, so watch out.
I know he does. And you said that you were not impressed by vocalists per se, but I'm impressed by this one that we're about to play. Oh, look, her name is Carenza Gray. I have to get this song. I have two songs by you and Micah, and I'm determined to play all four of them this hour. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, look, you want to set this up because this is from the CD Let Me Be Me. So let me know, how did you arrive at the CD? How was the making of that CD came to be? Explain, Lucy.
Well, the Let Me Be Me CD is really just a compilation of my own life experiences and journey of becoming comfortable with who God created me to be and coming to that place where, you know, I'm not apologizing anymore for who I am and what I'm made to be. And if that doesn't work for you, you know, that's fine. Step aside. I love you anyway, but I have to do what I have to do.
I love that. You know I do.
I know you do.
Well, cool. We're going to play the coffee song. So there you go.
Because who couldn't use more coffee?
As a matter of fact, while it's playing, I'm going to make a pot. So here we go, and Mike is on the other line. We'll get to Micah right after this song. This is Carenza Gray, the coffee song from the CD Let Me Be Me on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yee-hoo!
captivating comfort in a cup of dark perfume. Wrap the hands around
cappuccino right here. Oh my goodness. We're hearing a little bit of an echo there.
Hello?
Hello, Micah?
Hi.
Now we got to figure out why we have the echo.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, maybe there's volume in the background. Because that usually is the case.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, yeah. I'm holding on, honey. Hey, if we go over four, we're going over four. That's for sure.
Okay, is that better?
That's better, hon!
Hi.
Hi. Micah Chevalier has joined us, and you just heard Carenza Gray. Now we got to worry about Carenza being there. Carenza?
Yeah, I'm still here, baby.
Okay, just checking because I thought maybe something fell down the tube after we adjusted our little knobs and stuff. We don't want that to happen.
No.
Now, listen, there's always a reason why I like to have you two ladies together because, first of all, let me explain to the populace, Micah Chevalier and Carenza Gray are friends. Actually, we're all friends. And we have been able to come up with a little creative idea or two as far as what to do with music and how to advance the cause of jazz. So we're going to get to all of that. Micah, we found out a little bit from Carenza what's happening. Tell us what's going on with you.
Oh, wow. Lots of stuff. Working on a new jazz CD, of course, which you know.
I do know that.
And then and then working on some other stuff as well. You know, we're working on a second Guilty Pleasures album. So
you are.
Coming up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mhm. See, I've had little secrets.
Mercy.
But it's all good stuff. All good stuff.
Oh wait, just in time for those cold winter months when you need some extra sexy. That's
right. You know?
You know what? That is for sure, because on the debut Guilty Pleasure CD, that song Naked just gets me. It is actually called Naked, and Rick White is such an outstanding writer because you think the song is going to be about one thing, but it's about something else. It's about exposing your emotions and making yourself vulnerable, and the writing is so cool, but meanwhile, the song really does warm you up.
It's pretty hot, isn't it?
It is.
I told them that. I said, she just has such a way with words.
You know, I'm so excited. The reason why I thought it would be cool to have you both on is because Joy Hall told me that there's going to be a house party at her house. That's
yep.
phenomenal.
I'm excited.
And we need to know more about house parties because the first time I heard about them was via Ken Navarro. And I thought, that's an interesting concept. But when I saw both of you at Karenza's house, oh, my gosh, it made sense because I just love the idea, you know, via our little get-togethers with the whole concept of the estrogen sessions to make sure that people know about the roots of women who have inspired you. So, you know, hearing a song from an inspiration and then hearing one of your own songs, great idea. Fabulous.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, and there's going to be, that's what is that what you're going to do this weekend, Karenza? I mean, I know you're going to showcase Amanda, and what is the gentleman's name?
Zach. Swanson.
Okay. But when you do house parties, I mean, you and Micah are going to keep on pursuing doing house parties, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, but when I have someone else come up, then the room's theirs. So they handle it however they're comfortable.
Well, actually, that really is a fabulous idea, too, because depending on what kind of situation you have, and you have an excellent one, because you've got room for people to sit down. How many chairs do you think that you have in the room?
We can probably hold about 30 to 35. I mean, we pack in, we get comfortable, but it's all about, you know, the fellowship in the room. It's all about, you know, being as intimate as possible with the music. And if that means touching your neighbor, that's cool.
Well, actually,
had such a good time last night. I don't know about y'all, but I had a great time.
Touching your neighbor. That's not in the commandments, is it? I'm just kidding. Actually, the Tremont Hotel on Pleasant Street in Baltimore, that housed a lot less when that was full tilt boogie going on. So that's a pretty cool little room if you have room for that many people.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good space. We love it.
Yeah,
so
cool.
We're going to take full advantage of it. Absolutely. And we're really, really, really looking forward to coming down and hanging out with Joy. And hopefully you're going to be there for that.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding?
Of course. And it'll be
yeah.
in December. So a little variation. We're going to do some of our favorite holiday numbers and give you the backstory behind those.
That's cool. Awesome. And we'll go over this again, but between the two of you, if folks want to do this, if they want to have a house party with both of you, where do they get in touch? What's the most definitive number or website, whatever?
You know what? Go through me. Because I can walk you through the entire process because I do it myself.
Okay.
So, yes, you can hit me up on Facebook, slash Karenza Gray, KarenzaGray.com, or Karenza at KarenzaGray.com. Any of those forums will get you to me.
Okay, that's cool. Now, Micah, let me ask you this, because I know that you're multitasking.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to leave at a certain time? Can you do the hour?
No, I'm good. I'm
you're
good?
Good? Yeah.
Oh, right.
And Karenza's good?
I have the best manager, let me tell you. He really is.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's
that's
one
awesome.
Of the people I'm thankful for. So he is an avid jazz fan and knows what I do. And so he's like, I trust your time, you know, your time, how you spend your time during the day. So go ahead. I said, okay.
That's really wonderful. And I want to do this fresh because, you know, we had an opportunity to all get together at another radio station. But for folks who don't know, and since I'm going to play a Micah song next, I want both of you to share what your background is. Carenza, you go first, and then Micah, and then we're going to go into a Micah song. So, Carenza, tell us about you and how you came to be the vocalist that you are, stunning, stunning, sultry gal that you are.
Well, you know what? We have to give all that glory to God first. And I came out of gospel, so for me it was a short trip from the roots of gospel to the roots of jazz. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like the really wrapped up version. How's that?
Well, yeah, but look, how did you happen to win? And apparently it was the last time anyone
has won that
vocal competition, the Billie Holiday vocal competition, which is huge. It was huge in Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was such an honor to just be a part of it. Honestly, boy, that's a story. I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. But I actually saw the entry online, and I was just getting into working jazz full-time and kind of leaving the gospel realm. And I thought, oh, this will give me an idea to get my feet wet and see, you know, what's going on down in Baltimore and get to know some people and network. Had no thoughts in a million years of winning anything. But I believe if you're going to do something, do it with all you got. So that's what we did.
You sure do. And what was the song that nailed it for the judges? What was the clincher for them?
Yeah, the last song was Amazing Grace, and we just did it like 6-8 New Orleans. We just off, and it was very off the cuff, to tell you the truth. It wasn't a planned number, but I just really felt at the very last second as we're walking out that God said, I want you to do this number. And I'll tell you the whole thing sometime, but I can promise you in about 15 seconds, I had such an argument with God you would not believe.
Yeah, and they've been frequent since, too, but that's a different story entirely. That would take a whole other hour.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome because, man, that was a big deal. And that was 2009. That was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like long ago at all to me. You know, it feels like yesterday.
Well, actually, it is. I mean, time is zipping so quickly. Oh, my God. Micah. Your story, because you started really young in D.C. Explain to folks how you came to this particular juncture, delicious as it is, in your life.
Yeah. Well, aside from my father being a member, he was lead guitar player and singer for a group called Micah that was out of Baltimore. Besides being the baby of the band, I also, on my mom's side, have an aunt who used to carry me around Howard University's campus when she was in the School of Fine Arts doing her dance and musical theater thing. And so I kind of came into it really at an early age. I was in Howard University Children's Theater. You know, I also sang in church. I went, you know, my family is very Catholic. And so I grew up, went to Catholic school and, you know, sang in school and also, you know, danced. I actually started dancing before I started singing professionally. And so over the years, I did stuff as a child at the Kennedy Center. So it's been I've had a world of experience or a lifetime of experience in my young life. And that I'm really thankful for. So if something happened tomorrow, I could say that I actually did so much performance-wise and was able to fulfill a lot of my dreams. So and I've just along the way met some wonderful, wonderful people, you know, to work with, like Carenza and Rick and you and Daoud and just every single person I've come in contact with, whether good or bad, has been a blessing. So, you know, I'm still on the road, still pushing.
Well, that made me a little emotional. And, you know, I'm going to balance it out by saying that I did not know that there was such Catholicism in your family, which explains why you and I are both a little twisted.
Yeah, you used to have the little Catholic uniform.
It has a tendency to make you go in that direction. Actually, there was a great T-shirt that I saw many years ago. It was a pink shirt, and it actually said on the front, "I survived Catholic school."
You know what? I've seen that shirt before.
Oh man, I wish I picked it up. Woo!
Yeah. Being in a very Catholic Creole family with a whole lot of women is.
Man, that's a trip. And let me get this out there before we play. We're going to play Forgiveness, which is one of the cooler tracks ever on Micah's CD, Ruse Fantasy. I have to tell you that I just found out that there is going to be the Creole choir from Cuba coming to the area in the next few days.
I heard that too, right around the corner from me.
Right. Well, as long as we're talking about that, since Micah does have that background, and since we've heard Carenza Gray now do the coffee song, nothing goes better with coffee than a little Creole butter. We're going to play Micah Chevalier right now on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. You'll enjoy this song a great deal. It's called Forgiveness.
You can say you love it, but do you really mean it when you say you do? I don't know what love really means to do at all. Everybody has their own way to love someone they think that they know how, but how can they be sure that they really know at all? All the things you've been through make you who you are, and what you think love is. So when you say it, they mean it, or don't really say it at all. When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love, try to keep.
does enjoy that song. And I have to say, that was Micah Chevalier and Forgiveness from Rue's Fantasy. Now, Carenza and Micah and some other lovely folks are in the chat room, and Carenza has said, I like that song so much. It's so smooth. Don't ever say the word smooth on this show again, Carenza, okay?
I was waiting for that.
Don't you ever say the S word here again unless you're talking about the S factor and pole dancing, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, I shall deduct one glass of wine from my nightly ritual as punishment.
Oh, my God.
Right. And look, because of Micah and my background, say two Hail Marys and call me in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. And look, Carenza, you may not know this, and Micah, you can fill us in, but since now the so-called treatment has been submitted for our little friend, will we see a video on Forgiveness?
I certainly hope so. I'm going to keep on him.
Okay.
I'm going to keep on him because that was awesome. It was an awesome idea. And I've actually been thinking about, like, which song to do, and that was one of them that I was throwing up in the air, and you just kind of gave me another little coax in that direction. So,
well, you know what? It seems to me, and this is serious, it just seems like folks, because for so long we understood that folks were getting angrier and more stressed, and, you know, there's certainly an undercurrent of something that's happening in the world. But it just makes sense when you have a subject matter like that. Forgiveness is huge. It's probably the biggest thing that we have to address in life. And, man, that song just lends itself for a couple of stories within the song and then have it wrapped up where, you know, the three stories maybe are reconciled and people come to a place of forgiveness. A lot of folks are really being healed. You both are seeing it on Facebook. These posters are going crazy with, you know, these positive affirmations and people putting their feelings out there. Don't you notice that?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It just seems like this is the right year as we wind the year down to explore the topic of forgiveness because, man, there's a lot of forgiving that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. What would you like to see? And either one of you can jump in here. And I'm seeing a little phone call. Oh, before we get to that, let's see who this is. This is going to be so interesting, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
Let's see who this is going to. Okay, 210 area code. We have you on with Micah and Carenza and Trish. Who is this?
Hey, sister friends.
It's Griselda.
Yes, it is. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
We're blocked now.
And Griselda, I know that you are fans. You are a fan of both these gals, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a quick question for both of them, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you guys been sending your new music to Mike, my friend that has the Rhythm and Jazz Radio?
Yeah, sure have.
Good.
He added a couple of tracks just the other day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Rhythm and Jazz Radio. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to send you another one as well. You can send the music to him. He's out of Oklahoma, so I'll be sending you that information via Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be
because
great.
I need
Thank
to spread
you,
the
Bob.
Work of you ladies. I've got to have everyone know about you.
Love that.
I need to know my sister friends from the East Coast, okay?
And you know what? Griselda is so good at this. Someday she's going to get paid for doing all this PR, and we're going to try to find a way for her for that to be done.
That would be awesome because I do need a new computer.
That's right. That's good. We're going to find a way for you to get a computer, girl. I promise you.
Yes, please.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
we have another caller. So let's all just join forces, shall we, and find out who this is.
Okay.
This is cool. This is 443 area code. Hello. Who is this?
Hey.
Who is this?
Debbie Poole.
Debbie! Oh, my God. It's Debbie Poole, everybody.
You guys are having too much fun.
Well, that's the
us.
Whole point, Debbie. Come on now. Are you enjoying the, this is the first time you've tuned in. Are you enjoying the music and the conversation?
First time, I'm enjoying it immensely. It's so nice to hear Carissa and Makai. It's great music, ladies, great music.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. But yeah,
well,
it's been a while because, Mike, I met you, I guess, a couple of years ago. Johnny Shaw's thing, I think, for the first time.
Yes. Yep, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
listen.
I'm just... Go ahead,
no, go ahead. No, I'm just going to say that Debbie Poole is also one of those formidable singers that folks in Baltimore... Actually, these three ladies here... between Baltimore and D.C. and Virginia and Carenza, who lives in P.A., people know these names so well, and it's because of the kind of talent. Each is so different and each is so strong that whenever they play anywhere, people go, oh, gotta go. So
thanks, Patricia. I appreciate that.
Oh,
but no,
yeah,
I
don't
want to call in and say hello, you know. I'm still, you know, trying to get my CD out, and hopefully maybe this time if I come on your show, I'll actually have a CD with me so you can play it.
Well, you know, it's always helpful, Debbie. It's helpful. Because, you know, I've had to ask a few people, and I will not mention names, but I've had to ask a few people, look, do you have anything saved? Do you have anything in storage? Just MP3 it to me, and let's see if we can put something on the air. And actually, push gets to shove. It doesn't matter if there's a charitable endeavor, especially. It doesn't matter if somebody has a CD, because, gosh, we're all about making sure that music education gets front and center. Anything to do with the Autism Society or autism awareness, anything that is a really close at heart charity. Doesn't matter if you have a CD, but you know what? At this point, Debbie, we expect a CD from you, so make it happen.
Mama Bear spoke.
I know, it's like, let me get my act together.
Right. She did not.
I just wanted to say hello to you guys, and hopefully I'll see you out there somewhere in town soon. You know, who can say what's going to happen in the future? You know, hope, maybe one day we'll all get together.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great. Debbie, thank you.
The phone, and I'm going to sit back and listen. I said, y'all having too much daggone fun. That's all right.
We are, and it's your turn next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh.
I am feeling an estrogen session on steroids just bubbling up. So anytime.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is certainly a good thing that you cannot ooze estrogen from, like, your computer monitor. We'd be in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Yes, we would.
Well, actually, this laptop is threatening to be destroyed because it's sort of oozing right now, but that's all right. We enjoy the ooze, don't we, ladies?
Yeah,
we do. There is so much going on in this region. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So tell me, both of you, what do you think is your take on what is happening in the music arena? Like Micah, for example, I am so happy that you are doing this endeavor with jazz. How did that come to be? Why did you decide that you wanted to do more or less a jazz CD and focus on the fact that it's jazz?
Well, I have a very good friend whom I've known since high school, and he and his father have a company called Jazz Nights and Black Bear Jazz, and they've been a part of the East Coast Jazz Festival for years, and they have a regular room called at Vecino's Restaurant in downtown Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And so he called me and he asked me, you know, he said, are you ready for a night? And I said, yeah. You know, without even thinking, I said, yeah, you know, I'm on it. And it was something that just came from within. And I said, you know what? I started out, like, in college and stuff, focusing on I kind of, you know, went out into the R&B world, and I've been flip-flopping between R&B and jazz for all these years and doing, like, a number of things because I've all kinds of genres, you know.
Right.
And, but it just hit me, and it just hit me really hard this time, and I said, I need to do a jazz album. I can't resist it. I've been wanting to do it. I actually started out wanting to do that before I did Ruse Fantasy, and that was like my intention, but then it changed, and everything happens for a reason. So I think now is the time, and so you know, got the first track done, and you know, and it just feels right, feels good, and I'm not you know ignoring my other music, but this particular project has a special place in my heart, so, you know.
And it's interesting. I mean, I have to put it out there that, you know, I noticed that artists qualify that, and it happened from the beginning of this particular program, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Jared was the one who qualified the remark, too. He had to make sure that people knew he was still going to be involved with smooth jazz.
Oh, shame on you.
But
one glass of wine, Trish. One glass of wine.
Yeah, well, you'd be in trouble if I had any right now. But he also wanted to make sure that he did what he really wanted, which was to explore a couple of things he's doing. He's going to be at the Latin Palace, by the way, in November. So I want you both to come because you'll enjoy Jared so much. He's just a doll, and he's extraordinarily talented. But, you know, you just said that you're still going to do the other stuff. Now, here's my thing, and Carenza, I'm going to get to you and find out what your feelings are about jazz. It just seems as though that because, you know, some of the contemporary jazz stations have gone away, for a lot of folks, it's out of sight and out of mind, or that's the perception. So now I hear, man, I'm going to get myself in a little trouble here, but now it seems like WEAA in Baltimore, which had prided itself on being a pretty much jazz station, has incorporated a lot of R&B. Matter of fact, T heard it last week and said, is this the same station?
Wow.
Because the flavor is changing. And all it really takes is for one particular outlet or one endeavor, maybe this one, to refocus people and their priorities. There's a lot happening in the world of jazz, and there's a lot happening in the way of people who want to be, for example, jazz vocalists. And when I hear, you know, I keep thinking that people are so afraid, and I guess that's really true. You're, you know, so afraid of losing the income from being identified as an R&B singer. But meanwhile, Micah, don't you think that everybody and his mama is an R&B singer? To stay, you know, to come up front, step up to the plate and say, you know what, I'm a jazz singer.
Yeah.
That pretty much takes some kahunas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the funny thing is that on this new project, there have only been a select few people who've heard the first cut, and
yay!
It really hit me hard when Cal-El, because, you know, of course, I had to, you know, get his opinion on the first track. He said to me, that song stopped me in my tracks. He said, that is you. He said, this is what you need to be doing.
Ah.
And I said, oh, he said, I've never heard. He said, I've never heard you sing like that before. And to me, that's a big deal because he's known me for 30-plus years.
Wow.
So, you know, it's, you know, there are a lot of other things besides, you know, but I'm definitely embracing my jazz and my gospel side right now at this moment. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and you'll have to tell us about that because, that bears mentioning. Carenza, I want to get your take on, you know, why it is, because you made that leap from gospel to jazz. I mean, you've delved into some other things, certainly, but jazz is a passion for you. Why is that?
You know what? It just allows me to speak my soul more than any other genre. I think there's a freedom for me in jazz that I don't find in any other outlet. It seems like everything else has so many boxes and so many rules in which you have to check every box or I don't know how to explain it. I hate to say that. It's horrible for radio, but it really is just the outpouring of my soul. It really is.
That's cool because, you know, the improvisation is allowed so much in jazz. It seems to be less so for R&B, but folks, you know, are clinging to that. It just seems like, and I'm tickled because I swear to you, there's 198 people waiting to befriend me on Facebook, and I'm wondering why and what they think I do because it just seems like the thought is, well, of course, you know, just because she's a jazz host, but of course she plays R&B too. And I just like I'm trying to stay away from the whole smooth jazz notion, I'm trying to stay away from, you know, the R&B stuff because there's a certain pattern in some songs. And I like what you're saying, Carenza, there's the improvisation in jazz. And there's not the steady drum or the ba-bum. There's a fluidity in jazz that's very appealing, and people are on fire, it seems like, anew for jazz, and I want to delve into those folks. You had some help, Carenza, on your CD. You had Dave playing saxophone, right?
I did. Dave Krogh, who is just unbelievable.
And he is a very young guy.
He is, and actually, I will be using Dave again. We'll have a new album dropping next year. And I have to say, not to hurt anybody else's feelings, but there's something about Dave I just can't let go. When he plays, man, there is no question that you are hearing the very fiber of his being. And that's the kind of authenticity, you know, that I believe jazz should be.
And what's significant is, he really feels the music. He's not even 25 years old.
No, I know.
That is so cool.
I just can't even wrap my head around, you know, what this boy's going to sound like when he's 40.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, if he's built like Sonny Rollins at 81, I'll marry him tomorrow, too. I just, you know what, I'm so bad because I'm so mad that Sonny Rollins just played on Monday at the Kennedy Center and I couldn't see him. 81 years old, but that's okay. It's the last time I'll miss him. He's going to do a Europe thing, but, you know, you talk about some people who have delved into jazz. Oh, my God. Well, you know what, it's time to play another song. And we played Carenza first and then Micah. Now it's back to Carenza. And this... I've got so in love, Missy, Pastor Carenza Gray. Please explain how you arrived at this song.
You know what? This really is
this really is a soul experience for me. This song is my love song to Jesus. I came out of gospel, and I did not totally leave that behind because I still am absolutely positively in love with Jesus Christ and had to bring that with me. So just wanted to spend some time and write something that could be a worship tune that I could take with me everywhere I go and still be authentic about who I really am.
That's awesome. Yeah. Listening to the CD for the first time, oh my gosh, a couple of years ago now, going through all the cuts, and I thought, isn't this interesting? It's a love song. Oh, yeah, it's a love song. Yeah, and a half. Here is Corinne DeGray. The show is called Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Corinne DeGray and Micah Chevalier are my guests. We're going to get to Micah next time around, and we might go over a little bit after 4 o'clock. Who knows? This is So In Love from Let Me Be Me. Check it out. Because when I hear that song, Carenza, David Sanborn said this, but he wasn't the first one to have said this. And I know that there had to be a definitive person who said it once a long time ago, but somebody said there was the blues and then there was everything else.
Mm.
And that, you know, you've got a voice that lends itself to the blues, but here you've turned it around and made this worship song, so it's pretty cool. Carenza Gray from the CD Let Me Be Me and So In Love. And your website is Kerensa Gray, Gray.com, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Right. And Micah's is Micah.
MYCAH.net. So Micah.net.
You got a Micah.net. You're special. You know what? I was thinking about you in the past couple of days because in putting the show together, there was a song back in the 50s, and they played it on our AM station in Philly. I never knew the guy's name. Rye Cooter did a version of this on a compilation a couple of years ago. The guy who did it originally is named Perez Prado, and the song is called Patricia.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's one of these Latin flavored kind of like feels to it, like you just want to, you know, take somebody and make out in the hall closet kind of song.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. You're speaking from experience,
honey. You don't even want to know that kind of experience. Let us not even go there, but a book will be written someday, and names will be named.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, look, all of these experiences have made us the women we've become today, correct?
Yes. Most definitely.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got. I'll tell you this quick story, and then we'll move on, because I think that we need some levity here. There was a time that I was working for a radio station, and I happened to fall headlong into a situation with the program director. We couldn't breathe in the same room. It was that intense. And we found ourselves on this given day in the janitor's closet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will never forget this as long as I live. Two things about this. The cleaning lady, whose name was Marilyn Virginia Mason, wanted to get in the janitor's closet and couldn't imagine why it was locked. So she's banging on the door going, "Who's in there? What are you doing?" So, you know, fast forward a few years, I'm in a scenario where I'm being interviewed at another radio station in Delaware, and the program director said there, "Oh, you used to work at the other station that's down the highway. You know, I heard the funniest story. I heard that the female announcer that was on the air and the program director were locked in the janitor's closet one day." And I raised my hand and said, "That would be me."
Uh-oh. Wow. We're proud.
Anyway, we had to inject more estrogen into this, so there you go. So, both of you, how would you like to see your 2012 unfold? Whoever wants to go first.
Go ahead, Micah.
Okay. Basically, I'm ready for whatever comes. I'm ready. You know, there are things that are happening with music and with life that are pushing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know there are going to be some good things happening this year. And I'm just open to all of it. So I don't really have any specifics or anything like that yet, but just you know, keep the prayers together. So
good things are happening, Micah, because, you know, we have to tell people that your remix of the song Anticipation, which was written by Rick White, who is the founder of Guilty Pleasures, is getting enormous airplay on WHUR, Howard University out of D.C.
Yes, that song in particular, and they're playing it. They're playing it every day. It's not just on the Quiet Storm, but I've heard it on the. We've heard it on the weekends recently, also on this show, The Hang Suite. And people call or text me every time they hear it. So I'm getting a text or a call at some point during the evening every day at this point, and it's a wonderful thing. And then Ruth's Fantasy is also being played on WHUR World and on WEAA and a lot of other places, and it's just been a really, really huge blessing. And the funny thing is that my CD's been out longer than the Guilty Pleasures, but people are just now starting to actually hear it now that it's getting radio play. And so I'm starting to get feedback on that. You know, sometimes you can come out as an artist, and it'll take 3-4 years for people to actually discover you. And one of the things that helps is people like you and you know, Bassman and Joe Gorham and the team at HUR playing our music. And sometimes people may not know who we are, but they're like, I like that song. And then they call and they ask, well, who is it? You know, and that's what's been sparking recently, is that people don't really know who we are or who I am, but they're calling and asking and finding out and actually seeking us out, which is a wonderful thing. So,
yeah, and you know what? It's actually a lot like the old adage about hearing a commercial on TV or radio. Actually, you got to hear it 10 times before it sinks in. You know, that's the usual case, and it just takes repetition. I mean, you know, both of you, Carenza and Micah, you had your CDs out, and you think that maybe, you know, folks have heard it after a year or two, but actually, you can't do enough promotion and marketing for yourself or whoever is working for you. You can't do enough because people are just saddled with all this information in their heads, and they have to have a specific moment in time during the day where they go, oh, that's Micah Chevalier. Oh, that's Carenza Gray.
Yeah. And like on the other front, you know, we do, there's another actual that there's another thing that I would like to plug, actually. There's something called allmediaartists.com. And that's another facility that has, or another movement, I'll say, that has really put independent artists in the forefront. And it's spearheaded by a lady named Therese Rubichard and my good friend Brian Christopher, who is an all-media artist, but he's also marketing director for them, and he's, today is his birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday to Brian Christopher. We're having a mixer on Saturday, the 15th, this Saturday, at the V Lounge at the Clarion in College Park. And actually, Therese is coming from California because she's from California.
Wow.
She's flying in from California for this, yes, and it will be the first time that we're meeting her. They just partnered up with WPBRadio.com, and he has a show on WPB Radio. And All Media Artists isn't just about music. It's about any person with a creative outlet. So painters, writers, singers. And it's just really been a wonderful thing, a wonderful, wonderful thing to be a part of. So I wanted to give shouts out. And, so we'll be there on Saturday celebrating his birthday, and then as well as having a mixer so, like, people can come out and see what we're about.
Cool. Yeah, there is a lot happening, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Carenza, so what do you see, what would you like to see happen? You know, obviously you're going to have your new CD out in 2012. Can you tell us anything about that, honey, please?
The difference between the CD and the last one, Let Me Be Me CD, is that Let Me Be Me was really a growth experience from my own point of view. And the new CD, which tentatively is titled Bliss, will be snapshots of conversations and life experiences that I pulled from other people. So totally outside of myself for a change.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really
a neat concept.
About that.
It is.
I'm waiting
and
for
this
one.
So there are at least two songs on there that I think you've had a hand in, Miss Trishy. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Well, you know one that I've done publicly already sometimes, and that was inspired by watching you. We won't go into that on air. That's wrong. But
oh my God! I was actually doing that in public.
That on that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay, you have me a little worried now.
Well, you know what? I'll share a little more with you in private.
Oh, my gosh. But meanwhile, it's going to be public on the CD?
Well, no, I mean, it's not. I don't say anybody's name. Nobody knows where I'm getting it.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Yes, please give me a message later and let me know how I have inspired you. Yeah.
I will do that. But you know what? And this is exactly why I wanted to write a CD from this outlook for a change, rather than trying to totally write from in myself, is because there is so much going on around us. And you guys are inspirational. I mean, really, all I have to do is come hang out at a jam for a couple hours. I got a couple of songs.
Oh, people don't understand the lifetime movie that all three of us live when we go out anywhere, honest to God. There's enough material to last until 2025, okay? I'm not sure if Jesus is going to come back before then or whatever, but I'm telling you, even last night at this soiree at the Cat's Eye, Allison and I are looking around going, oh, Lord, there's a story there. Oh, there's a story there. And we knew everybody.
Well, those are the
oh,
best
my gosh.
Days, really.
That's awesome. You both have New Year's you're looking forward to. That's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really excited to see what 2012 is going to bring.
Yeah. It feels like it's going to be a really special year. And I know that we're going over. Can you hang out with me for another 10 minutes or so?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to get to this. This is the first time that this will be played. It's a Micah Chevalier and Daoud Saeed collaboration, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Do you want to set this up, Micah?
Nope, just play it.
Just play it, she says. This is, I have to say this. Oh, God.
Get your tissues out. That's all.
This is a classic song. And Micah and Daoud, who does the opening and the close for this radio show, we all know each other fairly well. And what Daoud did in the way of an arrangement here, showcasing Micah's voice, is really nothing short of brilliant. So with that said, I'm going to give you something brand new. Micah Chevalier and Daoud Saeed on keyboard in a sentimental mood on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Kamali, man, truthfully, we all need cigarettes in the chat room, and we don't even smoke.
Right.
That is just...
After I finished recording. And I don't even know where it was all God, because I don't know where that all of the, it just came out like that.
No, seriously, Micah Chevalier, we have to ask you this. We are with Karenza Gray and Micah Chevalier, and we just heard Micah and Daoud Saeed. Jeez, I wish he could play. Anyway, wow. You mean to tell me, I mean, because there was some, the interplay back and forth,
mm-hmm.
you can't conjure that.
No.
Because you two have an intuitive musical sense about each other, and for you to end it like that, I love that ending. I mean, I love the song. It's one of my favorite songs. But there's just this interplay. I mean, how long did you work on this?
I went in there in a day and laid everything. I think I just sang. I just sang and it came out. And what you heard was actually, it wasn't like a series of a whole bunch of takes. I think I maybe went through the song twice, like once to practice it with him, and then the second time I laid it, and that was it. It just happened.
And this is just further proof that it doesn't matter if you have a vocal instrument or you're using an instrument. If you're on a stage together or you're in a recording studio together, if somebody gets you, he or she will know where to go to pick it up, let it go, let it build, or stop it.
It was just natural. And I'm still, when I listen back to it, I'm still kind of in shock.
I mean, that was one of your finest hours, Micah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool. Both of you are in this evolutionary process. It's really amazing. When I was at your house party, Karenza, a few months ago, I was just stunned. Joy Hall and I talked about this. You know, that to hear the music that you had a hand in writing come alive and feeling the music come from you in an intimate setting. It just means so much. And there's a couple, Karenza, I know that I asked you, there's a couple of songs that you sang that blew me out of the water, and I'm hoping that those songs are going to be on your new CD.
Yes. Yeah, they will be.
Oh, my God. There is such music to look forward to later this year, but more in particular in 2012. It's just going to be mind-blowing. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you gals are doing it. You are not sitting on your laurels and waiting for the world to go by. By golly, you're getting it by the gonads, and you're saying, I want this. Yes. And you know what? I hope God helps me with the picture I have in my mind. And I want you to pray for me for my birthday, because really, that's what I need for God to send my way to get these images out of my head.
Well, you can always come to the Rejoice concert on November 5th.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yes, I got to get my mind right.
Get saved.
Yeah.
Get your mind right.
You want to give details about that, Micah, since you have made the inroad now?
Okay. November 5th, I'm part of Gwen Granger has a gospel choir that is comprised of choir members from choirs all over the Baltimore area. And I've been a member of the choir for the past 2 years, and we're having our annual concert on November 5th. And I set up an Eventbrite place where you can go. The concert is early, too. It's early on a Saturday, so you can, like, come to the concert and then, you know, go do stuff afterwards if you want.
but it is rejoiceagain7.eventbrite.com is the link to get tickets. And it's going to be at Israel Baptist Church in Baltimore, and it's got like, it holds 1,800 people, so we're trying to fill up the church.
Wow.
So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, and you know what? Closer to, I mean, that's November the 5th, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was thinking a couple of people have taken note that there are some plans afoot to do a harp and fiddle this Tuesday. Carenza, could you make that trip to Bethesda?
Yeah, let me see what I can work out. I've been dying
okay.
to do that.
That would be great. A couple of the regulars
so
have asked, okay, when are y'all coming by again? And it's just time before Thanksgiving starts, before the holiday season. It would be cool, you know, to have the Grangers there and our friends Anita King and Renee Garrity and, Candy. It would just be awesome to all gather together. A couple of folks in Baltimore who normally don't make the trek are making the trek this Tuesday.
Ooh, and it could be a post-birthday celebration.
Okay.
You know, you have to celebrate your birthday all through, you know, Trish. We got you.
Well, you know, this is the year of full disclosure. So I just want you to get ready.
Uh-oh.
Have mercy.
This starting with this Sunday, let the chips fall where they may. There's no more playing around. There's no time to be coy. You just have to go out and get it, just like Granny said in the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, I'm so glad you guys could be with me. And I don't want to say you guys. You lovely, luscious, delectable, sultry, savage ladies. I'm so glad you could join me today.
Us too.
Always
so glad you started.
Okay, so now we're absolutely going to be there on Tuesday because we're luscious and savage, and where else can we be?
Yes, and so
that's right,
and all that good
and
stuff.
You both need the outlet, okay?
Most definitely, I could always use a good outlet.
Well, every girl needs one, and that's we're just going to leave it at that. Carenza Gray and Micah Chevalier with us today, and actually we haven't talked about it much, but this is just part of the estrogen sessions. If you would like to have Carenza and Micah at your house for a house party, what you do is you need to get in touch with Carenza Gray. Carenza, tell them what they've won.
They've won an exquisite night with two fabulous, fabulous ladies. Yeah, just hit me up on Facebook.com/Carenza Gray or CarenzaGray.com. And or if you really, really, really need to, 301-760-6010.
Oh, my. Okay.
Your email's going to be flooded, Carenza.
I'm just saying, and that's really, 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 because I'd really rather email you. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Full disclosure.
And if you would like to forego all of this, then certainly give me a hoot and a holler on Facebook, or you'll never remember this, but it's significant to say the email address is short for Alternative Country Western Gal, because at one time I was. Now I'm really alternative. ALTCWGal@AOL.com. And I'll put you in touch with everybody. Everybody. Okay.
Or you could just come see us live, which is even better. So
most definitely.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, my gosh. To see these ladies in person doing their thing, because they've always got amazing people to play with them. And it's just going to be a situation where you're going to see them more and more and hear about them more and more in 2012. That's a promise. That's why I wanted to get you on the show, before you really, both of you, blow up and I can't get you anymore.
Oh, you'll always get us, baby, always.
You'll always get us, and you'll always be the first one to have the music, too.
Aww.
That's a promise.
That's so awesome to be the first to play that. That was really, I mean, boy, people really felt it in the chat room. This is one of the larger chat rooms that we've had recently, and certainly the liveliest. And we have to say hello to Matt, Debbie, Senora Espinosa. We also have to say to Allie O, who has joined us in the chat room. Thank you very much. And Debbie. And Griselda. Thank you, Griselda, for always being there. We love you. And hello, are you still there?
Yes, hello? We're agreeing. I'm here. We love you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, you scared me. I thought, all right, they're, what are they doing? Doing emails to each other? Thank you again so much. God bless you. I love you both, and I'll see you maybe Tuesday.
Love you. Absolutely. See you soon.
Love you, too.
Okay. And if anybody wants to come, Harp and Fiddle, it's a little Irish place, Flanagan's Harp and Fiddle in Bethesda. If you can make it a day trip or, you know, we'll think of something. We'll get you to join us. And Micah.net and KarenzaGray.com, the places to go, so you can not only hear and see what's going on, but buy their music. Please buy their music. That's the way they know you love them.
Amen.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do now. I am going to, as you two are in the background, I told you this is Daoud's special custom-made outro music, and here we are. We're going to play it. Goodbye, girls. I love you. Micah and Karenza. And we'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Love, everyone. Love, love, and love.
And I just want to make sure everybody knows that next week we are going to have Amy Shook, who is part and parcel of so much on the music scene, plays upright bass, going to have a couple of different gigs coming up in the next few weeks. And next Thursday we are going to have Matt Cusan. Hey, everybody. We've got lots to look forward to. Oh, my gosh. You get ready for the month of November. October's full up. November's halfway full up. We're going to let you know all about it. Once again, thanks to Micah Chevalier and Karenza Gray. And we'll see you next time around. I'll be a year older. Please, don't remind me about it. God bless you all.